ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Scare Blast podcast. And now here's your host, Lisa Burton.
Hey everybody, welcome to Scare Blast podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Burton, and today I have special guest, book club member, and CrossFitter, Miss Chelsea Kelly. Hi, Chelsea.
Hey.
Chelsea has chosen the movie Oculus, which is a 2013 movie release, so it's a recent one. It's in the last 2 years. I have the date 2015 in front of me, so of course I read it. This movie is great. It's super great. Chelsea, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Do you like scary movies?
I do at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. Not so much by myself or even with just one other person at night. Mm-hmm. I don't go see them in the theaters.
You don't at all?
Oh, no.
And then when you watch scary movies, like, do you reach for supernatural? Do you reach for slasher movies? Like, what's your go-to?
Supernatural, definitely. Uh-huh. I do have trouble with jumping. Okay. So things that jump out at you. Mm-hmm. So, like, again, that's why 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, because it's less scary that way.
Yeah.
I don't like balloons popping either, so it's sort of related to that. But I hate, excessively gory movies, or what do they call it?
Gore porn.
Gore porn. Yeah. I hate that stuff. Is not my thing. So, yeah, I go to the supernatural, as I do with my book club books, too.
Yeah. Will you please summarize Oculus for us?
Yeah. It's about two siblings who, when they are, I think in 2002, mm-hmm. they move into a new house, mm-hmm. and their dad gets this mirror, and the mirror is cursed or whatever, and the parents end up going nuts, and both end up dying, mm-hmm. And the father by the son's hand, and so he actually gets sent to a mental institution, spends, I think, 11 years in a mental institution, while his sister is searching frantically for this mirror that they believe, she believes, killed their parents, and when he comes out, he is sort of recovered, and I say that in parentheses, quotations, because whatever, and he's convinced that it wasn't supernatural at all, that his mom just had a mental break, his dad also had a mental break, and he shot his father, whereas his sister is now interested in fulfilling a promise that they gave each other right after the incident, that they would destroy this mirror together, and so she has to do it right after he recovers, which is not cool.
I know, it's really not
awful.
Cool.
You're like, this kid just spent 11 years trying to get his shit together, and you just drag it right back up. Great sister, but yeah. And so the whole movie is them confronting this mirror.
Yes. In the past, like, the oldest that we know of this mirror being around was 1754.
Right.
In recorded history.
Yeah.
But we don't know how old it is at all in the movie.
Well, it's funny. I was reading about it, and it did remind me a little bit of H.P. Lovecraft, to bring that back for a second. But in that there's no origin of the mirror.
Yeah.
And H.P. Lovecraft is known for, like, just not explaining why things are the way they are. They just are, and people have to deal with them.
Yeah.
There's that, but I also, related to how new the Americas are, you sort of felt that because, like, they pass it around in Europe a little bit, but the second it gets to the U.S., it gets way more obscure, and it gets way more unexplained and just weird, and I think that's related a lot to, in that time, you know, the Americas were so new, and this is a wealthy man that bought this mirror on auction or something.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he doesn't know where it comes from. He just knows it has prestige.
Yeah.
But you're just in such this new land that, like, unspeakable and unexplainable things happen all the time because it's so new. And mm-hmm. so I think they're not associating it with the mirror at all.
Yeah.
Whereas I think probably in Europe there was a little more mystique about the mirror.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Also, do you think that they have to, at auction and stuff like that, do they have to divulge? I mean, wouldn't that history follow the mirror?
Unless people didn't make the connection, you know? Uh-huh. I think that, and also, like, history gets lost. Like, clearly this, Kaylee, I think her name is?
Mm-hmm.
spends 11 years researching this mirror to dig up all this stuff. So it's possible that, like, it just, the, you know, the points hadn't been put together about it.
Put it together.
So, but yeah, I think in auction they have to give a back, I mean, they want to give a background to, you know, and some people are attracted to mysterious, cursed things. So
yeah,
I think if they had known it, but in the scene where they're selling it, they don't mention it at all.
No. Yeah. So. Yeah, I found that interesting. It also, I mean, to be fair, I am kind of attracted to those cursed things. I don't think I would ever buy one.
No.
But I do want to see them in a mirror. Like, I really want to go to the Lorraine and Ed Warren Museum that they have in their house.
Yeah.
Like, I really desperately want to go see that.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon with maybe a crowd of my closest friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. On the brightest, sunniest of days.
Yeah. So again, this is another one of those movies to me that comes back to, like, the kids pick up on what's going on before the grown-ups do.
Yes.
Or basically the grown-ups don't ever pick up on it.
Well, and that's a thing too, is that kids are more perceptive of things, like, you know, anything from, like, a pedophile, like, that man makes me feel uncomfortable, or that woman makes me feel uncomfortable, to, you know, I mean, depending on what your beliefs are, like, you know, supernatural things, feelings, like, you know, they walk into a house where murders happen and no one knows, like, kids know.
Yeah.
There's just, and I think that just has a lot to do with the fact that they don't have a lot of ego at that point.
Yeah.
Or, I would say they have a lot of ego, but they have less, you know, rationalization, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they're just more susceptible to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Through therapy can be ruined of that, apparently, according to Tim's experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you, let me ask you a personal question. Mm. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I had a friend pass when I was 12.
Okay.
Of a heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually my best friend. I didn't see her ghost. I know some people who did,
okay.
who said they did.
Uh-huh.
But I knew she was going to die.
Yeah.
Before she died. I had this weird moment where I was sleeping over her house, and I was actually in the bed next to her. And I woke up in the middle of the night convinced she was dead. Like, just panicking. And I have anxiety, so that's not, you know, weird, but I actually had to touch her back, because I was sleeping in the same bed with her, to make sure she was still breathing, and like 2 or 3 days later she was dead.
Oh my
god. So there's that. I also, you know, I'm also a big science geek, and matter cannot be created or destroyed.
Yeah.
And so even though, you know, your body is decomposing, there's energy in your body
totally.
That can't be destroyed, and where does that go? And I think that in some ways that's a ghost.
So then do you believe then that, for example, in this movie, that an object can take on that kind of energy, or...
You know, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't totally discount it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely, like, walked into a house and been like, I feel really uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be here. The energy in this room is weird. And I'm like... I'm less and less like that as I get older about, you know, and my mom's a witch.
Okay.
And so she believes in all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And as I get older, I believe in less and less of it. But there are certain things that I'm just like, you know, I just don't see the evidence that it doesn't exist.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sort of agnostic about it, I guess I should say.
Okay.
So I guess, I mean, it's certainly possible.
Yeah.
Again, with energy. I don't know if an object can hold energy, but if it can,
why
not? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really neat, like...
Mirrors are also just creepy, and I think that they're, like, you know, windows to things in general. Just even you being in front of one, that's kind of exposing for you. And so I think that people or, like, when you're in the dark, they catch light.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you think a room is completely dark, you walk by a mirror and it freaks you out.
Yeah.
You know, because you catch something in what should be complete darkness.
Yeah.
So I think there's just the thing with mirrors, too, that psychologically kind of fuck with people.
No, totally. So. Which also makes it a really good object for this movie, for a horror movie. Like, and other horror movies have used mirrors. Almost every horror movie, I would argue, uses a mirror in some way, shape, or form. But this one, I think, is neat because it literally extends the world.
Yes.
And shows you, and oculus itself means, you know, eye or seer. Yep. Or so the mirror is, in this reference to me, supposed to be kind of a character that's watching you. It is something that is living and a living being. But even I'm looking at the mirror in this room right now, and I'm like, it looks like another room.
Yep.
Is beyond that room.
Because it's distorted and backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's spooky.
It is
spooky.
It's
inherently spooky.
Or the fact that if you're looking at someone in a mirror or a reflection, and you look at their eyes, if they're looking into the same reflection, they can see you looking at them.
Ooh.
But if they were to look at you outside of their mirror, it wouldn't look like they were looking at you. So there's that, that weird thing, too. But also in the movie, the woman that ends up seducing Alan, the husband, Rory Cochran from Empire Records. Yes. That's one of the reasons why I picked this movie.
The cast is great. It's a nerdy cast, for sure.
It's a really nerdy cast. There's a Doctor Who person in there. There's a Battlestar Galactica person in there.
Yep.
It was very attractive to me. But anyway, so the woman who seduces him has mirrors for eyes.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was just like a cat eye thing, but then I realized that she and the subsequent, you know, I don't know if they're phantoms or whatever, also have them. But and like, her name is Marisol. Do they ever mention who that is? Is she the wife of someone or something?
Actually, they say her name is Marisol in it.
Yes.
I didn't catch that, but
because he wrote the name all over his stuff.
I'm going through the history right now of the Lazar class.
Yeah.
Yep. Marisol Chavez, 1975.
Okay.
She dies in bed from a miscarriage, and she pulls her teeth out of her mouth,
just
and they're
like
all
Ray
in the dresser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that big connection with his wife.
Yeah.
That it looks like she's had a bad C-section or something.
Yeah.
A pretty intense one, because that was a pretty big scar in her stomach, and then she starts seeing, like, that splitting open and all that. I'm like, oh, I didn't even catch those parallels. So, with the mother, her costume progression was really interesting to me.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know why I noticed it, probably because it was Katie Sackhoff, and I love her, and, like, she's usually so masculine's the wrong word, but, well, sort of.
No, you're right,
in her role, she tends to be kind of masculine, kind of, like, really strong, and she was very traditionally female.
Yeah.
In this, I guess stereotypically female in this. And, like, so at the beginning, you know, granted they're moving, she's in jeans and a t-shirt or whatever. And even, like, a couple scenes after that, she's dressed like someone, a regular woman in the 2000s, early 2000s. And yet, by the end, she's wearing these, like, horrible 1980s or, like, earlier, like, muumuu dresses.
Yeah.
And, like, nightgowns and stuff. And, like, there's this one scene, I think it's when she starts, when she's looking in the mirror and her belly opens up in the mirror.
Yeah.
There's a scene right before, at the beginning of the scene, right before she walks to the mirror, where she's standing there in this hideous dress. It's like, I was like insulted by this dress. But I also was like, wait a minute, when did she start? Because it wasn't a nightgown. It was like a, you know, a mom dress from the 1980s or whatever.
Or maybe 1975.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, why is she dressing like that all of a sudden? And maybe that's also in her head.
Yeah.
Or made herself start dressing like maybe Marisol or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was just, it really weirded me out because no one else's costumes changed.
Yeah.
Like their style, I guess.
Also, how interesting would it be to find out that, like, in the times when we saw Marisol rubbing the dad's shoulders, that may have been the mom, but that the kids saw Marisol?
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I just thought of that as we were talking. And then that,
it can't manifest, so it's gotta be.
Right.
Either the kid seeing something that's not there.
Yeah.
Or it's the wife doing it, not knowing she's doing it.
Yeah, the wife doing it. And then later on when the kids are like, Dad, who was in your office? It pairs the parents against one another.
child. And, of course, her younger brother seems completely terrified and sort of, like, catatonic about it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still, like, the person who, like, takes action as a child. Yeah. But, like, she seems terrified. And yet, as an adult, it's almost like it seduced her.
Yeah.
And so she, like, touches it and asks it if it's hungry. And, yeah. like, and, like, there was sort of, like, this schizophrenia with the way she was with the mirror.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it at first. And I don't think I think it just is because it became obsession.
Uh-huh.
But at first I was like, why is she caressing this? Like, you would think she wouldn't want to look at.
Yeah, it. Totally. You would think, yeah, one would think, I mean, like her brother kind of, like that you just wouldn't want anything to do with the
right.
mirror. But, and that also calls into question whether or not it's the mirror that's creating the obsession for her.
Right.
That the mirror is like, I'm going to get them back. Or I'm going to get them. Or if that's actually just human, like that's the human element of this.
Yeah.
Where you are obsessed with the thing that has caused you so much trauma and pain.
Yeah.
That you need to destroy it. Or you're, yeah. and in
or
that,
explain it.
Or explain it.
Yeah.
And in that, it. Like, that obsession is your Achilles heel, or
yeah.
that obsession is the thing that ultimately kills you.
To shame, don't suffocate your love.
I will ask you to rate this movie.
Okay.
In, from 1 to 10, in, how about Bloody Band-Aids? If you give it 10 Bloody Band-Aids, you really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And one Bloody Band-Aid, you did not.
I would probably give it a 7 Bloody Band-Aids.
Okay.
I probably before would have given it a 4, but uh-huh. now that we've talked about it, I think it was a lot smarter than I thought it was.
So. Okay, yeah. So, are you ready for some trivia questions?
Yes, I'm a little nervous, but yes.
Number one. The mirror has a name. What is the name of the mirror?
The Lazar Glass.
The Lazar Glass. Great. One for one. Woohoo!
Yay.
And we've already mentioned that. Okay, the frame for the glass was carved from what? It was carved from one piece of huh. what specific wood? Do you remember?
I don't. I would go with you just because it tends to be the evil wood.
Uh-huh,
I'm a big Harry Potter fan. So
me too.
The U ones are usually the evil ones or whatever.
Yep.
My mom, as a witch, actually thinks they're just very powerful trees and
oh.
wood. Not evil. They've just been sort of spun.
Mm-hmm.
And given a bad name.
Yeah.
Is it you?
It's not. It is, but that was a great guess.
Yes.
Well thought out. Very educational.
Thank you.
Bavarian black cedar.
Okay.
Which, upon looking it up, I looked it up, and it's, the trees are really neat looking.
They're
very
they?
Knotty, and, like, they're the types of, like, big evil forest type trees
yeah.
that look, like, that sometimes grow sideways
uh-huh.
or... But when they grow together, some of them are sideways and some of them are up and some of them are
all
windy.
Intertwined.
They look...
So like a grim fairy tale forest kind
yes.
of thing. Yeah.
They look big and scary.
Maybe that's what was in Snow White at the beginning when she's running through the woods and all those creepy things.
Bavarian black cedar.
Yeah.
In the scene where Tim is his younger self watching cartoons,
oh, yeah.
he sees the TV... go to fuzz.
Yeah.
Right? And then he sees images.
Right before it goes to fuzz, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the images were that he
I
sees?
Feel like it was Marisol.
Okay.
But I don't... It was so quick that
yeah.
I was like, oh, I should rewind it, and I didn't.
Yeah, it was really quick. Now, the reason why I looked into this was because I thought it was... I was like, oh, is that Marisol? What is that? It is older Kaylee. It's close-ups
Holy
of older
crap.
Kaylee, right? And
oh.
then it's also older Kaylee screen. And doesn't it, like, kind of give you chills where you're like,
wait,
that part?
The mirror knows the future? What the age?
I know, right?
Oh, man.
So it's this, like, really spooky other aspect of the mirror that they never
oh.
explored fully.
No.
But it's just touched on, which is
oh, that's creepy.
Spooky.
Because I think it was black and white. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Because she's a redhead. So you would have been like, oh, clearly.
Yeah. All right, I have one more question.
Yep.
How many recorded deaths in recorded history, how many recorded deaths are attributed to the Lazar Glass?
I feel like it was 30-something.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
It's 45.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's up there. And, again, like, pre-1785 or whatever it was, we don't know. 1754. Yeah.
It's surprising to me that, again, with the auction thing,
yeah,
that they hadn't done that research.
Yeah, me too. I know. Well, especially because clearly it was somehow readily available for Kaylee to find.
Yes, somewhere. Although it did take her 11 years.
Mm.
So maybe that took a lot of, like, maybe she traveled, maybe she...
Oh, yeah, maybe. You know. I suppose. They also there was also a fun, like, piece of trivia that was, like, the, it came from the... What estate was it that it came from? Hold on, now I...
Or the originals?
Yeah.
Or when it's being sold.
When it's being sold, it came from the... It's the name of a WWE wrestler.
Whoa!
And
wait, is it the one that's really into, like, supernatural stuff?
Triple H?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think he was on Ghost Hunters at some point.
LaVesca.
Yeah.
So it's from the LaVesca estate, and his name is maybe Paul LaVesca.
Uh-huh.
And... They, and WWE production studios were one of the many production studios that helped to produce this movie.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't come on in this movie until after this movie was shown at some, like,
okay,
Sundance or something. But yeah, I thought that was really funny, like,
yeah,
a funny little specific tidbit of, like, Triple
really
H,
funny.
WWE was like, I want my name in that movie.
Yeah. There's actually a couple pro wrestlers who do, I think it's pro wrestlers, who are, like, really into stuff like this. And maybe
love
it's
it.
Because they've been hit in the head a few many times.
Hey-o.
But, you know, but, like, they'll be on, you know, Ghost Hunters or
yeah,
whatever, who are just really into the supernatural stuff. I think that's really interesting. They
are
actors, to be fair, though. And
they
I feel
are.
Like we gravitate a little more towards the weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, it's so interesting, the Ghost Hunters and Paranormal State,
yeah,
and, like, all of those dumb movies. When people talk about their guilty pleasures and having, like, dance moms and
yep,
those things, like, those are my guilty
me
pleasures.
Too.
I
me
know
too.
They're not very good, and yep, I know, like...
That Ghost Hunter show, I love it.
Yeah.
When Grant left, though, I stopped watching. I love it. Did you hear that that couple on that
yep
show for the Discovery Channel just killed each other, or
yeah,
he killed her or whatever?
Yep. They were
and
like,
her boyfriend?
They had some hostage situation
yeah
where it was like, yep.
It was like... Oh, me immediately was like, ooh, maybe it was supernatural related.
Yeah.
I'm like, Chelsea, come on.
But also, I mean, you're not far off. Like, what if it was?
Right?
What if they were, like, followed by a demon? What
yeah
if they had some weird...
Maybe something followed them home from work.
Guys.
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't mess with Ouija boards, everybody.
No, my mom had a bad experience with a Ouija board as a kid. She won't go anywhere near them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love all of this. Like, this is... I love the supernatural. I
me
love
too
talking about it. It's
mm-hmm
so fun. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for
you're
coming
welcome
and talking to me about Oculus.
No problem.
Yay! Oh, Chelsea, do you have anything coming up or anything we should know about?
I'm having a baby in March.
Yay!
But no, other than that, that's sort of sucking my time right now
in
a
March,
really good way.
You'll get so many online congratulations in
yay
March. Yay, babies!